downs at their own 37-yard line. Harbor Beach back on the field, first and 10 from the ugly 37 with 2:16 left in the third quarter, trailing by two.
And they're going to spread it out, two receivers each way. Cole Anderson keeping Shelke company in the backfield.
Rolling to his left, looking to pass, lets his fly. Anderson's off the mark. And pass was intended for Michael Anderson at the 23-yard line. This one was not a good-looking pass from James Shelke. Here, footsteps, and it's second down, 10 to go, 2:09 left.
Cameron Peruski applying pressure to the quarterback. He didn't get to him, but he did just enough to not allow Shelke to set his feet, and throwing the football short of his target, Michael Anderson, no chance to complete that one. But on one-on-one coverage, the Bearcats are going to play soft coverage. The last thing they want to do is get beat deep, so they're allowing the underneath throw. So if I'm the Harbor Beach Pirates and want to throw the football, my routes are going to be a little shorter. I don't need 12-yard passes. I need 6-yard passes. They don't need to run the deep routes, so Harbor Beach is going to go back to the tee.
And they hand it off to Cole Anderson, who gets out to maybe the 35-yard line for a 2-yard gain on second and 10, 2:02 left in the third. So a third down, 8 yards to go. Tackle made by Brett Sweeney of the Bearcats. Third down and 8 from the 35-yard line of Ubley to 1:50 left in the third quarter.
Well, the Bearcats doing a nice job of containing Shelke. Even if they roll the pocket out, that defensive line is doing a great job of moving with Shelke, not allowing him to take off and run, forcing him to throw the football. Now it's a tough situation. Third down and 8. You can bet the Pirates are going to try and throw for it.
And they throw it to Michael Anderson. Is caught for the first down at the 25 and falls forward at the 21-yard line. Brought down by Ethan Lemke in the red zone after a 19-yard catch. 14-yard catch for Michael Anderson. First and 10, move the chains for the Pirates.
But again, not a long pass play. Find the first down marker, plant your foot, and head towards the sideline. And as soon as he hit that first down marker, Shelke unloads the football. When Michael Anderson plants his foot, turns to the sideline, and looks for the ball, it's already halfway there. He catches it, a great timing route, throw and catch. Michael Anderson running a good route. Again, the soft coverage of the Bearcats is leaving these Pirate receivers very wide open.
James Shelke finding room to run on the keeper, gets across the 20-yard line and does an NFL QB slide, not intentionally though, at the 17-yard line. And tackle made by Cameron Peruski. Second down, 6 to go.
Well, you can see what James Shelke wanted there. He wanted to hit the brakes and come a little bit backwards and get to the near sideline and try to turn something into a big gain. But the field turf not going to allow those type of plays. So you're going to have to be more of a downhill type runner, and your passing plays for Harbor Beach, you've got to keep that play in mind because their receivers are wide open all over the field, especially those 6-8 intermediate passing routes. Harbor Beach has got to take advantage. Michael Anderson going in motion. We got four receivers to the right.
And Shelke is rolling to his right as well. On the keeper diving forward across the 15, down to about the 14-yard line with 20 seconds left in the third. This is going to set up another third down for Harbor Beach. This one a little bit more manageable. Looks like about 3, maybe 4 yards to go. Tackle made by Scott Osowski. 12 seconds left, and doesn't look like Harbor Beach is going to get enough playoff here in this third quarter.
You're absolutely right. They bring Michael Anderson from the left to the right in motion. Four receivers to the right. Because the guy comes in motion, I think that they gave the Bearcats an extra second to realize what's going on. They were able to adjust, and Shelke does what he can to get a couple yards, and that'll be the end of the third quarter.
So through three quarters, no score made in that third quarter, as it's still Ubley 16, Harbor Beach 14. We have not had any scoring since 42 seconds left in the second quarter. It's the Ubley Bearcats hanging on to that two-point lead, 16-14 in Harbor Beach on the WLW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Harbor Beach facing a third and 3 from the 14-yard line of Ubley. Now going left or right across your radio. Shelke in the T formation hands it off to Cole Anderson, who dives forward on a second effort, gets down to about the 11-yard line. Looks like he's going to be short of the first down by less than a yard. Brings up another fourth down for Harbor Beach. They need to convert on this if they want to keep this a ball game. 11:45 left in the fourth quarter. They trail Ubley by 2 points, 16-14.
Now, yet another one of those moments in these games. Two evenly matched teams battling it out. Bearcats hold their ground, only allow Cole Anderson a couple yards. But you're right, Clark, that fourth down, they say fourth and one, but we know it's probably less than that. And I wouldn't be surprised if Shelke just falls forward here right over his center.
Going for the hard count, nothing there. Anderson gets it and launches across the 10-yard line down to the 9. And they got about a 3-yard gain on that. Tackle made by Zach Walker. Another fourth down conversion for Harbor Beach, and it's first and goal from the 9.
I know the stats aren't ridiculously crazy, but Cole Anderson's having himself a heck of a ball game for Harbor Beach, and he's carrying the load here in this rainy, cold, windy day. They needed somebody in the backfield to step up and take the pressure off Shelke, and it's been a Cole Anderson show here this tonight.
18 carries, 90 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Cole Anderson gets that carry, gets down to about the 7-yard line. Tackle made by Skyler Lasowski of the Ubley front line. A gain of 3 yards, maybe 2 yards on the play. Second down, goal to go from the 7.
Another hard-earned couple yards for Cole Anderson. They're going to give him 3 on that play, maybe 2.5. But nonetheless, Harbor Beach continuing to press through the middle of the Bearcat defense, but it's only a matter of time before they try to hit it the outside again, whether it be Burkhardt or Shelke. But they obviously like what they're doing right now. I'm surprised they haven't tried to spread it out yet, but why would you, I guess, when you got Cole Anderson running as hard as he is?
And it's a handoff, this one to James Shelke on the keeper. Gets all the way down. Touchdown, Harbor Beach! James Shelke on the keeper around the right end of the defense. Scrambles in on a second effort. Gets in across the goal line for 6 points. From 7 yards out, Harbor Beach retakes the lead with 10:16 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach now 20, Ubley 16.
Just what they figured, a chess match. Cole Anderson running so well. It was only a matter of time before they tried it around the tackles again. Whether it be Burkhardt or whether it be Shelke, we weren't sure. But in this case, it was Shelke, and he's able to maneuver his way to the goal line and extend that football across the end zone line for 6 points. Now a huge two-point conversion here for the Pirates. They're up 4. This would make it 6. At least keep them out of two-point conversion
Shelke
range.
Shelke throws to the corner of the end zone. The two-point conversion is good as the reception is made by Austin Roberts. Harbor Beach now leads by 6 points as they convert for their second two-point conversion of the night. 10:16 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leads by 6 points, 22-16 on the WLW Sports Network.
Hello, my child. Look into my magic ball and stare deeply.
This is just a magic 8-ball.
Yes, but it's truly magic. Stare deeply.
Oh, wait. I think I see it. Yeah, hold on.
I told you it was magic. Do you see the Thumb Cellular office?
Yeah.
And do you see the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus and the new Samsung Galaxy S8 and 8 Plus? Do you see the large selection of phone cases for the 8s?
I do see them.
Now make a wish.
I wish that all phone cases for the 8s were 20% off at Thumb Cellular.
Your wish in my command.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and check out the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, the best, most advanced iPhone ever. Or if you're an Android lover, stop in and check out the new Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus. Right now through the end of October, cases for any 8 phone are 20% off. Stop into any one of their offices, check out the new 8s, and pick up a great new phone case for your 8. Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb. Devices subject to availability, terms of service apply.
If they haven't blown away already, hang on to your hats, folks. The final 10 minutes and 16 seconds should be a good one. It's a 6-point ball game. Harbor Beach leading by 6 points, 22-16, as the kick comes in and down the 15, the 20-yard line. And Harbor Beach makes the special teams tackle out of the 35-yard line as Ethan Lemke has the return. Tackle is made by Cole Anderson, the middle linebacker, seems to be everywhere on this field as he leads the rushing attack for Harbor Beach so far.
And he's the leading tackle